Let's go to, I believe it's Nell in Ohio, and she's got a question about calcium buildup around the shoulders. So let's see here. Okay, is that you, Nell?
Yes, it is, Dr. Marshall.
And how old a woman are you?
I'm 69.
Okay. Well, you know, these calcium buildups can occur anywhere in the body, and they're usually called osteophytes. And the reason that this happens, the most common reason this happens, is a twofold. First, we get a low HCL, and that, of course, happens to everybody at your age because we've all been hoodwinked into eating cooked food when we were engineered for raw food. And believe me, my broadcast is not suggesting you go to raw food because you're going to get sick in this country. We don't produce food clean enough to do that. But there is another choice, and this choice has been proposed by a number of research articles, and that is whenever you do have to eat cooked food, you would take digestive support so that the body would not have to wear out its very weak digestive systems trying to digest and provide the enzymes for cooked food. So the way you would do this, how much do you weigh now?
I weigh 250.
Okay. So for you, you're going to want to start the meal with a couple of quantum digest. I'd say probably three quantum digest.
Yes, I take those.
That's excellent. And then toward the end of the meal, the HCL detox kit. And here I'm going to say with your age and weight, about six HCL and three activator. And now you should be digesting the food very well. And if this is indeed a good dose, then what may also happen is it can go around and help the body support its natural process for dissolving the calcium deposits. Okay?
Okay.
Now, what else do we need to do here? Well, why did this happen? Go ahead.
Yeah, because I had to go to the ER because it became so painful.
I see.
And severe pain, they gave me cortisone short shot.
Yeah. Well, the next thing that I would do, the second issue that we have to deal with here is that you're not building bone, so you're decomposing bone to buffer your blood every day. That's the most likely cause, and then that form of calcium can't be excreted, so it has to be put someplace, and the body has chosen to put that around your shoulders and neck. So what I would do here is get on what's called pH paper and pH Trio. And here I would use the aloe drink, not the aloe powder, too sweet for you. And I would just keep increasing the amount of coral till I get a first morning urine pH that's 6.4 to 7.0. On the pH paper you get a great big roll for $10, and the pH area that's green will be this 6.4 to 7.0 zone. And that's what you're shooting for. Almost for sure, Nell, when you start out, you'll be way up in the blue, maybe 7.4, maybe 8. And as you begin using the coral, you'll go all the way down to the yellow. And then you'll inch your way back up to this 6.4-7.0 zone. As you start doing that, you're going to notice you're more flexible. Your lips don't chap. Your bones don't creak. Everything starts getting stronger. Now, there are two possibilities that could prevent this from working, an issue at kidney and or parathyroid. And if there is something like that going on, then you need to see a QRA practitioner, and let's hope that that doesn't happen. Let's hope that you can easily get, I'd say, two-thirds of the time you can get yourself back to track with the pH paper and pH Trio. So I'd certainly try that. But let me just ask one quick question. Have you had babies?
Yes.
Did you have an episiotomy?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well then, you may have some energetic blockage to kidney, and if that be the case, then you may find this harder to do. And so what you could do as a stopgap is maybe take three kidney per meal, but I would recommend you visit
three
kidney complex per meal to try to support the healthy kidney function, and I would start that as soon as possible, and then, of course, you still should see a QRA person so they can show you how to use the mud packs and clear all these issues, okay?
All right.
Good luck to you. And Give me a call after about a month or so and let me know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, now, I ordered a lot of this stuff last week, but
okay.
The pH paper. They didn't put the pH paper in there.
Okay, well, if you buzz the order line, I'm sure they'll fix that right away.
Fine, thank you.
Thanks for your call. Bye now.